I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the New Mexican, the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is also with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in that wonderful daily paper. Welcome, Robert.
I love Paris in the summer. How you doing?
Hey, good. We just had a wonderful interview with Mohammed and Dar, mostly with Mohammed, talking about what's going
tonight,
on in
Life Under Siege
in Palestine. He's doing an event tonight at 6:30.
Nice job. United Congregation in Barcelona Road, right?
Yeah, the Unitarian Congregation.
United. And I'm singing April songs because Paris songs because April in Paris is happening. Total contradiction we were just talking about, but our buddies Dadu Romanowski,
yes,
and Charles Tishner
and
doing
Charles
the
Tishner.
Annual tribute to Paris, the songs of Paris, the pastries of Paris, and the Paris sights. This opens at 4 o'clock Sunday. Plays for three Sundays in a row at 4 o'clock at Venezia. I haven't seen the show in about 3 years. Maybe I'll try to get over there. You got to pay cash or check only at the door. Here's a phone number, 982-9966. And again, it's at Venezia, April in Paris. And Michael Wade Simpson wrote a nice preview piece on it in today's Pasatiempo. If you want to know anything about the Harvey houses, what do you know?
Ah, yes. Well, I just read this wonderful book called Appetite for America by Stephen Fried. We had him on the air yesterday about Fred Harvey and the Harvey houses and the Harvey Empire, which continued long past Fred Harvey's death.
That's right.
And he will be speaking. Tell us the exact...
4 p.m. Sunday, Stephen Fried at the New Mexico History Museum on Lincoln Avenue, 476-5200. There's also at 6 o'clock a Harvey House-style dinner at La Fonda.
Which was itself a Harvey House.
That's right. And it's going to include, among other things, La Fonda pudding. You got to pay to get in. We don't mention prices on KSFR. You can pay for the lecture. You can pay for lecture and dinner. You can get a sponsorship ticket. Call this phone number, 982-9542. Check out museumfoundation.org or read Rob DeWalt's excellent piece on the Harvey House franchise and great photos from the Palace of the Governor's photo archives in Pasatiempo today, page 28. Also, Fray Angelico Chavez, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
He would have been 100. A full day of events at the New Mexico History Museum. This is not just an effort to promote the New Mexico History Museum, which, by the way, I really love. But nonetheless, this is going to be a great all-day, meaning like 10 o'clock to roughly 4 o'clock event. It's free, which is great. Francis Levine, director of New Mexico History, will do a welcome at 10 o'clock. There's going to be readings by Jimmy Santiago Baca. There's going to be Nazario Garcia, a wonderful man, a wonderful storyteller, a wonderful writer, will be giving an 11 o'clock lecture on humor in Fray Angelico's stories.
A lecture on humor.
In his stories, yes. There's also, they're going to be looking at him as a poet, as a historian, as a priest. So it's a great all-day event. Head on down there, 476-5200. If you don't know where the New Mexico History Museum is, it's at 120 Washington Avenue. Again, this is Saturday all day. It's a great museum. It's a great museum to take people to, and I seem to recall on Sundays it's free for New Mexicans.
Santa Fe Community College Visual Arts Gallery is having a reception. Yesterday, but they are having a show that called Photosynthesis, which goes on till almost the end of April. It goes on through the 26th of April. And it's a showcase and exhibit by the School of Arts and Design at the Santa Fe Community College. The professors of art at the Santa Fe Community College are incredibly talented. I happened to be at KSFR the other day, and I stopped by the Visual Arts Gallery, and there's some really great stuff there. And then the student work lining the halls is just fantastic.
Great. I love that little gallery. I haven't been out there in over a month, but I do always stop by and look at the art there, so I'm glad you said that. Swing on by, and it's free. It's out on Richards Avenue. Michael Kaiser is the author of The Art of the Turnaround, Creating and Maintaining Healthy Arts Organizations. He has a new book coming out in September called 50 Questions Every Arts Board Should Ask. He is renowned around the country for, frankly, saving, quote-unquote, near-dead arts groups, including the Kansas City Ballet, Alvin Alley American Dance Theater, American Ballet Theater, and over in England, the Royal Opera House in London. These are like... they had $5, $10, $15, $20 million deficits. He managed to turn them around. I'm probably exaggerating the deficits now that I think about it. He's going to be coming here Tuesday morning, public free speech at the Steering Hall at Santa Fe Opera, 8:30 Tuesday. Arts in Crisis, I have a Q&A with him at Today's Pasta. Take a look. Go see the event. I'm actually going to attend it and then write about it for the daily paper.
Excellent. Something that probably many of us might not know about is the White Sands International Film Festival. So
da-da-da.
If you want to take a little drive southwards to White Sands in Las Cruces, Thursday through Sunday, April 15th to 18th, it was brought to my attention because the filmmaker of a wonderful film that was at the Santa Fe Film Festival a couple of years ago called E.M. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember Emily? M. That was about that 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a fantastic film. It was one of those films that can only be made by independent filmmakers. It would never get through the Hollywood film process. It was so moving to me that I've been thinking about it ever since. I still, like, draw on that movie cycle. And it's so anyway, White Sands Film Festival, or for those of us who live further south.
Excellent. I got to mention Dead Man's Cell Phone. Sarah Rule's play still running at Santa Fe Playhouse, 8 o'clock tonight. 8 o'clock Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, Thursday night as well. I believe Thursdays are pay what you wish. Playhouse is at 142 East DeVargas Street, 988-4262, directed by Catherine Donovan. I have not yet seen it, but I intend to. Now, this sounds interesting to me, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name right. Dimity, D-I-M-I-T-Y, McDowell. The author is going to be speaking on the book Run Like a Mother, How to Get Moving and Not Lose Your Family, Job, or Sanity. 5 o'clock tonight, Garcia Street Books on Garcia Street, 986-0151. That just sounds interesting. I don't know a thing about it, but I like the title. And for that matter, over at Collected Works at 6 o'clock tonight, Michael Gelb is going to be signing copies of Wine Drinking for Inspired Thinking. Mm-hmm. Uncork Your Creative Juices at 6 o'clock. Now, does that sound like he's saying have a few drinks and then start writing?
I don't know. I haven't read the book.
Well, that's something I like to do, but I don't touch wine. 988-4262, Collected Works Bookstore.
And we've got what?
We have a ticket giveaway.
We've got
Mary Lynn,
go
take it away.
Ghost Ship Rodé, multimedia theater piece by singer, songwriter, and artist Terry Allen, starring Joe Harvey Allen. This is this Friday evening at 8 p.m.
And so, yeah.
One pair of tickets after I stop talking. The first person who, when I say KSFR, when I answer the phone, says Terry Allen will get the tickets.
All right.
Nice. Okay. There's also a show tomorrow night.
428-1382.
Giving them, but it's 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow I was going to mention that. So good.
Yeah, and I had them on the air earlier this week, too, and they're fantastic.
They are. I've met them both and interviewed them both. And
it's a play about Antonin Artaud.
Right.
The great
French
sort
playwright.
Of crazed French surrealist playwright. And it's kind of, he was so crazy that he found a stick and he believed it belonged to St. Patrick. And he went back to Ireland to place it where it rightfully belonged. And sometimes he thought it belonged to Jesus Christ. He wasn't sure. And he created so much kerfuffle in Ireland that they deported him. And then on the ship, he was just a complete pain in the neck, and they tied him down. They straitjacketed him and tied him down to his cot. And this play is a fantasy of what his life might have been like in those 17 days.
A strange thing happened to me when I was in the first grade. Tippi Petine, who sat behind me, I've been thinking about her lately, and you just said something that made me think of it. That was her name. I apologize if she's out there listening and I'm defaming her. She went like crazy in class, and the teacher tied her to a chair.
Uh-oh.
This stuff happened in the 1960s educational system.
Yeah.
So, Tippi Petine, wherever you are,
she probably needed it.
Speaking of education, brief note. Tomorrow, Carlos Gilbert Elementary grand reopening, entertainment, and a spaghetti western dinner. I like that. Not just spaghetti, but spaghetti western.
That means it's got chili in it.
Down, down. 2 p.m., ribbon cutting and ceremony at 4 p.m., dinner at 5:30 p.m., 300 Griffith Street. It's really inexpensive, and when I say that, it usually means less than 10 fingers. If each finger is a dollar, we can't say prices on KSFR. 467-4700, Carlos Gilbert, welcome back. Welcome back. Wise Fool, New Mexico, and then I'll let you cut in. Puppet Workshops, noon to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Noon to 4 tomorrow. Wise Fool Studio on Agua Fria Street, no charge. Here's a phone number, 992-2588, and I'll say it one more time. Wise Fool, New Mexico, they're going to be doing puppet workshops from noon to 4.
What does
Saturdays
that mean, puppet
April.
Workshops? They're building big old puppets?
No, I imagine that they're going to get the puppets to, like, mow the lawn and, you know, shovel the snow and stuff like that. Maybe do a nice paint job on the studio, that sort of thing.
I need a puppet.
I'm your puppet.
Hey, this Sunday, April 11th, at the Center for Contemporary Arts, they're hosting a special showing of the documentary film Voices from Inside, Israelis Speak, and a short film also called Reframing the Issue. And producer Marjorie Wright and narrator of the film Hazel Khan, whom I spoke to on the radio the other day, will be introducing the movie and leading a question and answer afterwards. It's a fundraiser for the CCA, and also they're going to be tomorrow night, it's Saturday, from 7 to 10, they're going to be in Albuquerque at Woodward Hall on the UNM campus. And that's a terrific movie. It's funny, there's been so much attention to the lives of Palestinians in Santa Fe on my show. We've had three shows on that issue, and I'm not trying to be, you know, people to use the words one-sided. I'm not trying to be that way at all, but that's sort of, I think, the consciousness that's opening right now.
Here in town?
Here in town, maybe much further than here in town. I think it's probably going on across the whole country to varying degrees. But this movie on Sunday at the CCA, which you can find out the time and all that stuff at ccasantafe.org or call 982-1338.
That's right.
It's a very good, very thoughtful movie. So, anyway.
Good. CCA?
At the Center for Contemporary Arts here in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Along those lines, not in terms of the political aspects, but in terms of CCA, I believe they're running the 1948 Italian classic, The Bicycle Thief. It's a beautiful picture.
Nice.
Vittorio De Sica's picture. It's one of my favorites. CCA, I think it's just tonight at 8 o'clock.
And the tickets are gone, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Don't keep calling Mary Lynn.
Oh, somebody said Joe Harvey Allen?
No, they said Terry Allen.
Oh, they got in by sneaking through the side door. That's why I didn't get a ticket. While you were chatting on, I was
That's because you were here.
Well, I can still ring them up. Bells are ringing, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Mother. Mother, a South Korean picture by the same man who brought us The Host. Good, very good. Not great, but very good.
Excellent.
Regal de Vargas, my review's in the paper. Take a look. It's a great thriller. Keep you interested. Subtitles and all. Really, really nice picture. And the goofy date night, although it looks funny, with Tina Fey and Steve Carell opens today.
Well, Tina Fey, you sort of can't go wrong with
no,
Tina Fey.
It's at Regal 14. The fact that it's under 90 minutes gives me hope, because that's a good comedy. It should be about 90 minutes, not 110.
And tonight at 5:30, here's another nice event. You can go over to see the art at the Visual Arts Gallery at the Santa Fe Community College and be a part of the awarding of the first scholarship of the Richard Bradford Memorial Creative Writing Scholarship. Michael McGarity was on the show the other day talking about that, and it's a very wonderful thing, remembering Richard Bradford, who wrote Red Sky at Morning, and giving a scholarship to some lucky young writer.
Nice.
Night today at 5:30 to 7. That should be nice.
Swing Fever, if you want to do some jazz, Encantada Resort and Spa out at 592 in Tsuki. They're going to have jazz hits of the 30s and 40s with Denise Perrier doing the vocals at 6:30 Tuesday. 946-5700. Sounds like a lot of fun. A 6:30 dance concert. That's neat on a Tuesday night if you want to go swinging. Swinging and singing on a Abba Dabba honeymoon. Remember that song about the baboon and the chimp that got married?
No.
You know, it went something like abba-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab went with the monkey to the chimp. That was it. Abba-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab said the chimp to the monk. All day long just chatting away. All night long just swinging away, just singing. Swinging in a honky-tonky way. You don't remember that?
No.
I just remembered it myself. It was in some movie. It was a goofy song. I don't know why the monkey and the chimp would get married and all that, but anyway. Where were we?
Here in the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road.
Thank you. What time is it?
It is 8:53.
The Santa Fe Orchestra tonight is having an event, 6 p.m., Steuben Hall, Santa Fe Opera, open rehearsal reading of Ted Bew's Kilmartin Glen and Robert McPhee's Symphony No. 6, Opus 15. They always have extra numbers on these things. No wonder people don't show up. It's classical music of some sort, I imagine. Head on up there, 7 miles north of Santa Fe, no charge. Call 466-4879. Brought to you by the Santa Fe Community Orchestra. Dun, 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 dun. Meanwhile, songwriters in the round include Celia, Maddie Sato, and Kristen Gray. 7 o'clock tonight at Mike's Music Exchange out in El Dorado. I'm hearing that's a pretty hopping place.
Excellent.
It's like a dance hall, nightclub, music venue. 466-2782. You got to pay to get in.
And on Thursday of next week, Carl Gartung, a poet, will be at Garcia Street Books at 5 in the afternoon, launching his new collection of poetry called Now That Memory Has Become So Important. And I believe he's going to be on the show here that morning.
Excellent. You want to hear some music tonight? Here we go. Amavi, Jerry Carthy, 7 o'clock, no cover. Three Faces of Jazz at El Mason, 8 o'clock, no cover. The Boxcar Bandits at Cowgirl Barbecue on Guadalupe Street, 9 p.m., a small cover charge. Savar, Cuban group that you and me both like, at the Pink Adobe, 6 o'clock, no cover. La Casa Sena, Best of Broadway, 6 o'clock, no cover. The Pleasure Pilots at La Fiesta tonight, 8 o'clock. These are all tonight, no cover. And finally, Bill Hearn Trio doing Honky Tonk at the 2nd Street Brewery. I assume it's the original 2nd Street Brewery. It is 6:30, no cover, because 2nd Street Brewery at the Rail Yard has Kenny Skywolf Trio doing Delta Blues at 4:30, no cover. Check out the Paso Tiempo for more music events and the calendar. It's pretty interesting. Plenty of stuff to do. There's going to be a lecture on Surrealist and Dada Cinema.
Nice.
I know. I like Dada Cinema, and I like Mama just as well. 6 o'clock Sunday. Actually, I prefer Mama.
I can't believe you just made that pun.
Like Ava Gardner in the 1960s. She was hot. Or that dame, what was her name? Anna Maria Alberghetti. She was pretty. Surrealist and Dada Cinema, 6 o'clock Sunday. I'll make any kind of pun. I'm a punny guy. Santa Fe Complex on Albufeira Street. Suggested donation of a few bucks, 216-7562.
Sorry.
What did you have there?
That pun got caught in my throat.
That's pretty good. That's a Cinema Unbound lecture on Sunday. Go check it out. You say something. Go ahead. You. She's
Who,
left.
Me?
Oh, there. She's come back.
No.
I love your giggle. That's nice when I tickle you and you giggle. I'll do it again.
I think I've read all my things. Let me see if there's anything going on in the salsa world.
Isn't Father Preto playing somewhere this weekend?
You tell me.
Well, I'm sure he is. I think that you should get over there and hear him play at the El Dorado tonight at 8:30. Small cover charge.
Is that happening?
That's what it says in the Pasta Temple
Yay.
Calendar. We generally get it right, but again, we urge you to please make sure press releases are correct. Names, titles, places, phone numbers, prices, dates.
Yep, and please don't send attachments.
Well, I know, same with me.
When I get an email that the subject line is PR and inside there's nothing except an attachment, I delete it. I don't even read it.
A lot of attachments don't open. They're corrupt or they're just nonsense.
Yeah, or they're DocX, which I don't have.
And you know what? Economy is great with a press release. This is happening. Here's what it's about. If you want more information, call us. If you want photos, call us.
Yeah, who, what, when, where.
Right. Santa Fe Men's Camarada, 7 o'clock Saturday, 4 o'clock Sunday. Celebrates the changing of the seasons with about 20 new songs. Well, not new songs, but the songs from their repertoire. It's going to be at the First Presbyterian Church, which is on Grand Avenue downtown. You got to pay to get in. 466-3637. And do you like Patty Griffin?
I don't know Patty Griffin.
Oh, she's the singer-songwriter from Texas who's... Living with Ghosts about 10 years ago. She's in town, 7:30 Wednesday at the Lensic, 988-1234.
Excellent.
Briefly, Steve Terrell's column is excellent today for anybody who remembers the TAMI show, Tammy show. Great 1965 concert, which was quote-unquote shot in Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. It had the strangest melding of like old 1950s people like Chuck Berry, Leslie Gore, and then like up-and-coming people like James Brown. It's just been released on DVD, according to Steve's column, and I can't wait to see it. So in fact, I'm going to call Steve and try to get him to lend me it.
And by the way, Latin Thursdays at Corazon, just about every Thursday, DJ Patrick is spinning salsa, merengue, cumbia, bachata, reggaeton, and much, much more, dancing, drink specials, Thursday nights, you know. People show up, it keeps going.
Good. Marriage, plots. Comedy and Tragedy and Much Ado About Nothing and Othello. Man, try to put those two together on a double bill. Tonight, 8 o'clock, Great Hall, Peterson Student Center, St. John's, free. That should be interesting. Is it time to say goodbye?
It's almost time to say goodbye. It's 8:58. We've just got about a minute
Let's
left.
Let's just kiss.
So it's great having you on the air. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and... check out the Paso Tiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in that fine newspaper.
Thank you much.
He's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts.
And next week, Rob DeWalt will join us again.
It's always great to have Rob DeWalt there. And Robert Knott, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for being here. Come back next Friday on my show.
I will be delighted to join you. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you have any technical difficulties, I just got an email from somebody who said she couldn't download one of the shows. Please let me know by writing to radiocafe@ksfr.org, because sometimes there's a mistake, often my mistake, in just getting something wrong in the upload or whatever. So if there's any problems at all, please let me know. Or if you have any questions or you just want to say hi or whatever.
Hello.
radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to the fabulous Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today.
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona in the Central Brazilian Hour, which is sandwiched between the Latin Hour and the Jazz Hour. So
what
she's
about
there
the midnight
from
hour?
10 to 11. Well, that's more your domain.
I should have a show called The Midnight Hour with Robert Knott.
You should.
I'll take callers.
What would you do to those callers?
Take them. If they were all women, particularly.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Well, naturally. What else would we do?
And
here?
Monday, anyway, Monday we're going to be talking about the next week in Albuquerque. There's this amazing biofuels conference coming up. And so on Monday we're going to be talking to four people involved in that event. Economists, business people, research scientists, all kinds of great people talking about making things like jet fuel from algae.
Bye-bye.
Bye.